From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, March 2nd. Coming up, we'll hear from the executive director of the Illinois Arts Council Agency about what the group is seeking as it goes on a statewide listening tour. That story from Rich Egger in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers are trying to hold rideshare companies to the same legal standard of care as more traditional modes of transportation. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Apps like Uber and Lyft are not considered common carriers of passengers like trains and planes. This means they're not legally obligated to follow the standard of utmost care and are better shielded from personal injury lawsuits. State Representative Jennifer Gongershowitz is sponsoring a measure that would get rid of that exemption.
It has been used by rideshare companies to shield themselves from liability in auto crashes and cases where drivers have sexually assaulted their passengers.
Clark Carricker with the Illinois Chamber of Commerce disagreed. He said this bill could make liability insurance rates and ultimately fares skyrocket. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
About two-thirds of all Illinois applicants in President Biden's $400 billion debt forgiveness plan were accepted. Ben Kaufman is director of research and investigations at the Student Borrower Protection Center. He says students in rural areas are feeling much more loan distress than their urban counterparts.
Because increasingly, even if you want to work in agriculture, you might need a degree. So what we see is that people from rural areas will go to college to pursue a better life.
More than 260,000 borrowers applied in rural parts of central Illinois, and nearly half of them were accepted. The legality of the president's plan is now being considered by the U.S. Supreme Court. The largest nonprofit club at the University of Illinois says it's set to raise more than $100,000 for St. John Children's Hospital in Springfield by next month. Illinois Student Newsroom's Julia Heumann has more.
Members of Illini-Thon are ramping up their spring fundraising efforts in the hopes of surpassing their last donation by $20,000. This marks the club's 13th year as a part of the Miracle Network Dance Marathon, a national organization that raises money for local children's hospitals. The members say after struggling to fundraise during COVID, they are once again operating at full force and are more than halfway to their goal. Director of Recruitment J.C. Myrtle says donors will get the chance to meet the patients and their families at their culminating dance-a-thon in April.
One of the major things last year that was really rewarding was someone's grandma came up to me and was like, "You have no idea how thankful we are for you guys, what amazing work you're doing. You're bringing happiness to all these little kids' lives."
Myrtle says she hopes interactions like these will inspire more people to donate. I'm Julia Heumann, Illinois Student Newsroom.
For more information, visit IlliniThon.org. The girls' basketball team from the High School of St. Thomas More in Champaign plays in the Class 1A state semifinals this morning in Normal. The Sabres will face Christopher High School in their first trip to the state finals since winning the championship in 2014. STM head coach Erin Kornstrom says the turning point for her team came in a regional final game against Decatur St. Teresa last month.
People started questioning each other and, just a little bit of discord and figuring out our path forward. And I think it was then that they really solidified their goal, solidified their vision of team.
The Sabres enter today's game with a record of 27-6. Christopher is 30-3. Today's winner will face the winner of Okaville and Galena on Saturday, who face off in the other semifinal at 10 a.m. The losers will play tonight in the third place game at 7 o'clock. Still to come, a conversation with the executive director of the Illinois Arts Council Agency. That story from Rich Egger is coming up next on 217 Today.
In Nature's new miniseries, Dogs in the Wild, you'll travel the globe to meet the many species of the wild dog family, from the formidable Arctic wolf to the talkative dole, from the tiny fennec fox to the long-legged maned wolf. Plus, learn about researchers making groundbreaking discoveries and going to extraordinary lengths to save the wild canids around the world. Watch this and other critically acclaimed science documentaries with WILL Passport at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Illinois Arts Council Agency provides grants to not-for-profit organizations around the state. But right now, it's seeking something back from those groups. Rich Egger explains.
What the Arts Council wants is input. The state agency is holding a listening tour around the state with a focus on central and southern Illinois. Their travels brought them to the Hub Arts and Cultural Center in Rushville. Arts Council Executive Director Joshua Davis Ruperto says the agency is striving to reevaluate its programs from a bottom-up perspective.
We want to go into communities, see what the issues are, see how we can best support the people that need the money, and build the programming based on that as opposed to doing it from the top down.
Are you trying to get out so that it's not just Chicago and Chicago area too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's actually one of the perceptions that we're constantly fighting against. We're the Illinois Arts Council Agency. We fund the entire state. In fact, we're doing our best to try to get more and more funds into rural communities. So we really want to find the artists and the arts organizations that are doing incredible work, you know, south of I-80, and really let them know that we're here to help them do that work and to support them in any way that they need.
Why an emphasis now on rural areas?
Well, I think, you know, what's been incredibly difficult for us is we as a state agency, we're actually located in Chicago, and we had a budget impasse with the state of Illinois. We then faced this horrible pandemic, and there's been a travel ban for all state employees, so we haven't been able to get downstate. And so, unfortunately, with a lot of these smaller communities around Illinois, you know, if you're not boots on the ground, if you're not meeting people, they don't realize that we're a resource for them. So I want to make sure that we're getting into these communities, reaching the people that we haven't reached in the past, really kind of bringing them into the conversation in a way that they may have been left behind in the past.
And during the session in Rushville, you talked about you're trying to get money to people. You're not trying to make it difficult for people to write grants, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, there are certain stipulations that are put upon us by the state and the federal government that, you know, we would love to get around, but unfortunately we can't. But we're here to help people every step of the process. And we don't have a competitive process. A lot of people have this feeling that, oh, I'm not ready to compete against some of these really big organizations that may exist in Rockford or Chicago or Bloomington or wherever. You're not in competition with anybody. We're taking a look at what you're doing for your community. And if you're doing good work, we want to support that. So as long as you dot your I's, cross your T's, that money's yours. These are taxpayer dollars. They're your dollars. We're trying to get them back to you in a way that's going to support the community as best we possibly can.
You mentioned organizations doing good work. Can you describe what is good work?
Good work is being aware of what your community needs and filling that hole, basically, right? I mean, again, we're coming out of a global pandemic. The arts are a main source of healing people. And so we're needed now more than ever. On top of that, we're also an economic driver. You know, when people go to see a play or they go to an event, they don't just go to an event. They may go shopping in the area. They may get dinner. We are a resource in order to revitalize a community, right? And so we want to support those organizations that are doing that type of work to help bring back communities, bring people out of their homes, help them connect with each other, and hopefully mentally heal as a collective moving forward.
So the agency is on this listening tour.
Yes.
What are you hearing?
We're hearing a lot of things. We're hearing about a lot of struggles that people are facing. There's a lot of loss of things like rehearsal space. People keep talking about coming out of the pandemic, but for arts organizations, especially our performing arts partners, they're still very much in the pandemic. They're opening to 50% capacity. They're struggling to keep their doors open, their lights on. And this is a real issue, and it's not just the major urban areas. These are small communities as well, you know. And so we want to make sure that we're gathering all this information, we're updating our grants to support that, but also, you know, passing that information on to legislators, to the governor, so they understand what's happening to our sector in these small towns as well.
Joshua Davis Ruperto is executive director of the Illinois Arts Council Agency, which brought its listening tour to Rushville. Davis Ruperto believes the arts should not be considered elitist. He says the arts are about culture, community, and shared experiences. Rich Egger reporting.
Today is my last day at Illinois Public Media before I start a new job at St. Louis Public Radio next week. It's been a privilege to bring you the news each day, both on air and through the 217 Today podcast. I'd like to thank the producers of this show over the last few years, Olivia Butts, Carolina Garibay, Sydney Wood, and today's producer, Farah Anderson, for all their hard work early each morning to bring you the show. And a big thank you to our news director, Reginald Hardwick, for giving this project the green light during the early days of the pandemic in 2020. Finally, thanks to all of you who have listened. You're the reason we do this every day. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 50 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Luis Velasquez, Julia Heumann, and Rich Egger. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.